M-E-T-R-O. With the hoodie on. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more weight, no more blind to pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure. I thought you knew better, see you ain't no soldier. You fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more weight, no more blind to pressure. Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
You.
You happy hump day, happy hump day, happy hump day.
Yes.
Welcome to BYOV. Natasha.
Hey.
Good afternoon, man. What's
good
going
afternoon,
on?
Good evening. Happy Wednesday, man.
I know.
It's a really wet Wednesday out there. Again.
So you see the reoccurring pattern here, right?
Again,
you see
it
the
is.
Reoccurring pattern.
It is.
So just count 9 months from now.
It is.
So it's count 9 months from right now. That's all I got to tell you. I mean, baby boom. It's happening. It's happening with a whole entanglement, man. But appreciate you coming through. You know, we got a lot of stuff going on, man. It's been an amazing week. The weather has held up pretty good. I mean, there's some raining days or whatever, but really nice weather.
Yeah.
Nice weather, especially Monday.
I'm ready. This has been a tease.
Oh, man. Listen.
I'm ready for it.
Man, people already can't even stand the heat. It was like 80, 78 degrees one day. Hot. I was like, wait till it gets like 8.
I was born in Texas, so I love it. I love the heat.
Yeah. I'm a heat person. I don't do the cold house. I don't. I can't. So, you know, to each his own, but whatever. We have a special guest in the building already. Before we get to our other special guest, because they're all special, it's just one comes before the other. That's all. So the first special guest we have always welcoming Miss Miriam.
Yum yum queen.
Yum yum queen,
hey.
In the building.
How y'all doing?
Good. How are you? Good. Close to the mic, boo. Good. Welcome back.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate y'all having me or giving me the platform to be able to do what I need to do here.
Of course.
I wanted to come on. We are having an elite pop-up in Woodbridge. Some of the hottest designers, chefs, from bakers to people making their own products, skincare products.
Right.
We got Natasha with the Pure Romance.
But
this is a big event, just because this is actually going to give us all an opportunity to be able to come together and do this event together. Everybody's been doing their thing, and I'm actually honored to be able to do this.
Right.
Just because there are so many people that are vendors at this event who have been pursuing this for quite some time.
Mm-hmm.
They've been doing their thing. I just want to give everybody an opportunity for us in Woodbridge to all be able to come together and do this together. There are so many times that my partner and I go do pop-ups in Maryland and D.C., but, you know, I thought to myself, why not be able to have one here, you know?
Of course. You gotta
so
do
we were like, you know what? Let's go ahead and put this together.
Well, no doubt.
The co-op gave us an opportunity to be able to host it there.
Shout out to the co-op.
Shout out to the co-op. Thank you so much.
No, indeed.
But I just wanted to let everybody know some of the vendors that we're going to have there. So we have Rocky with Soul Plugs.
Mm.
He has the clothes, the shoes, all the goodies. We have Isaac with Chosen Few and Risk Takers. You got Carlos Serrano with Loso Threads. We got 311. Bob, been pushing that for a long time, and everybody loves the 311 clothing line. We got Wendell with the Hustling Humbly. We will have Snakes Merchandise there, the We Out Cheer.
We Out Cheer brand, indeed.
We got Izzy coming from Maryland. He has a brand called Create Until the End.
Very nice.
Tippy, who has the Tyler collection.
Okay.
She's has a lot of dope merchandise.
Right.
She will be our only female clothes vendor designer there. So looking forward to her coming. Again, Tippy with the Tyler collection.
Okay.
We got Tony Marie, who will be coming and taking pictures of the event, of the vendors, just to be able to for us to have something to be able to market towards the next time.
Absolutely. I was going to ask you about that too. I was like,
we definitely got somebody coming to do that again.
Cool.
Tony Marie, she's going to hook us up. We have Wise Choice, and that is our sea moss. We got Mario and Ron doing that.
Okay.
We have Nina Miller, who is doing the. I'm sorry,
blown up already, man.
Yeah.
Yum Yum Steak going.
Who is doing the Blissful Bites Bakery.
Oh, nice.
She has really, really dope desserts.
Here we go.
I mean,
here we go.
It is like sickening how good they look.
Hold on real quick. I'm sorry. Was that a pun? Mm. Did you mean like really is it dope desserts?
Okay. No, like dope.
Okay.
You know, there's no dope in the desserts.
You gotta ask these days. In case you gotta take a test or something like that. You don't know what's going on. So.
We got my girl Margarita.
Okay.
I know y'all have heard of BTW. I know y'all have seen her food. Her food looks amazing. Mm. She texted me her menu options the other night, and it had to be like 12 o'clock at night, and I told her, you know, I just wanted to get up and fire up the air fryer, you know? I was like, damn, that looks good,
oh,
you know?
She's working.
Yeah, she's doing her thing. We got Chanel with her mermaid and Pink Luna. We have two surprise vendors that are coming. We also have a Last Lux collection, which is lashes and hair. So there's literally a little bit of everything there.
You did a good job covering the gamut.
Yeah.
I will say that. You did, for Woodbridge to pull all that together at this exclusive location, the co-op, man. Shout out to Antoine at the Coke, man.
Absolutely.
You know, salute you, Chief. But and at that venue, because you know the vibes at that venue. Very good intimate setting. But
yes.
Good enough to have that elite crowd. So
absolutely.
You know, good job.
Absolutely. And let me make this very clear. This is a 21 and up event. Mm. IDs will be checked at the door. Again, this is a 21 and up event. I just want to make that really clear to everybody. And let me just say this really quickly. This is a peaceful pop-up.
Absolutely.
If there's any drama, if you're not having a good day, you know, you got to leave that stuff at home. This is a place for good vibes, for vendors, everybody to be able to get together and promote Black and brown businesses is a really big thing, you know, and for us to be able to have a space to do it where we don't have to go to Maryland, we don't have to go to DC. It was really important for me to put this together. Again, it is an honor for me to be working with everybody.
Absolutely.
As
well with you, you know.
Definitely.
I see the vibes. I see the vision. You know, BYOV is going to be in the building as
well. Yeah, definitely.
Off the cusp, just real quick, I was thinking about doing like a day of remembrance or something like that for all the people that, you know, we lost. You
absolutely.
Know, have something like an hour before that so they can pay tribute and also go up there and like donate. You know, we may do a little something like that, you know.
Yeah. I mean, we would be glad to have anybody there. You know, it is definitely important. You're here one day and gone the next,
absolutely.
You know. Mm-hmm. And a lot of the times we forget that there are still people, family, friends that are suffering who have lost their loved ones from this COVID-19 and other things that's going on
and
in the world. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, that is something that we don't do that we should do a little more often, you know what I mean? I would love to be able to be a part of that, you know. So if you do have a family or a friend or a loved one, make sure you reach out to Natasha or Alex Mason. They'll let you know where to come, what time to be there. And then we will follow it up with some good vibes and get you in a good mood,
there
you know, and get you back feeling to you know, that good feeling.
Exactly.
We're going to have DJ INC, Blake. A lot of people know you as Blake. Blake, DJ INC, my man.
Okay.
He hooked us up. He's coming through to do the music. So, you know, it's just going to be a really good vibes, a lit event. My partner and I, you know, we worked hard and invested quite a bit to get this together.
Mm-hmm.
So, again, we just want it to be peaceful.
Oh, it will.
You know, I don't want no drama. And again, just make it very clear to everybody that it's a 21 and up event. There will be security at the door checking IDs as well.
As well as temperature. So everything will be COVID.
Absolutely.
You know, by the book. You know, we're going to check the temperatures. You know, you're going to get your hand sanitizer, all that type of stuff. Make sure you please bring your masks.
Yeah,
no
bring
excuses.
Your masks, please.
You know, if you're not able to wear a mask, please just don't show up because you're not going to be let in.
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, we're going to adhere to the schedule. We're going to support businesses.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to have good vibes.
Absolutely.
You know, we're going to commemorate everybody who we lost, people who we still have around. And then we're also going to support each other in the meantime, in between time. So it's going to be a good time. And this
definitely.
Is a Sunday. When's the date is this?
It's Sunday the 18th from 6 to 11 p.m. So it'll give everybody an opportunity. If you have kids, you can put the kids to bed, you know, come out, support, have a good time. We just want it to be a successful event for everybody here in Woodbridge. Natasha's going to be a vendor there as well with her Pure Romance stuff. So you can get it cracking Sunday night. But again, man, my partner and I, we worked, Cal Ray, we worked really hard to put this together. And I just hope everybody comes out and enjoys the event.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I'm proud of you in advance. I'm proud of you, sis.
Thank you so much.
Seeing, you know, since we met, we were talking about this. I love seeing what you're doing and you're trying to help us grow as a community, right? As a people.
Absolutely.
And everything together. And like you
Absolutely.
Said, staying on positivity and just continuing
to
grow and build.
I tell people all the time, Gucci and Louis are already rich, you
yeah,
know?
There you go.
I sound like a hypocrite sitting here with my Louis bag, but listen, I'm just saying. You know, we gotta pour into each other.
Right.
We have to pour into each other, definitely.
Right.
So I appreciate y'all giving me the platform to be able to come
of course,
and
always.
And just be able to promote this. You
You're
know,
always welcome.
And,
and looking forward to doing more of this in the future. Right?
Absolutely,
continuing to keep
absolutely.
Going in the future.
Yep. So let's make it a positive event so we can continue it on.
Yes,
absolutely.
Man.
So, ladies and gentlemen, you guys see how we do it over here, BYOV. You know, we support you. You support us. We support everybody. And hopefully we can all make this a very good community,
absolutely.
A building community, because we're in a position to do so. Yeah. Let's take advantage of our skill sets. Let's not just lay there and be like, let somebody else take it. Mm-hmm. Man, each one teach one. If you can teach one, then we're good.
Right.
You know,
Black Wall Street, right?
I think that's where we
reinvent that, right?
Absolutely.
Black Wall Street.
That's the vibes.
Yeah,
man.
I'm all for it. I'm all for
absolutely.
It.
Yeah, just come out, man. Just come out. That's it. Just come out. You know, Woodbridge never wants to come out. Like, y'all got to come out.
Oh, no,
you
they
know?
Come out.
Y'all got to come out. This is going to be an event that you want to come out for. There's no charge at the door.
Right.
There's no cover charge. Come out, man. Bring some cash. Bring your Cash App.
There you go.
Support your local entrepreneurs.
There you go.
Just come out. Yeah. You know, that's it. That's my new slogan. Just come out.
Just come on out. Yeah, just come out. All right. Well, Miriam,
right.
definitely
thank
appreciate
y'all.
You.
Thank y'all. I appreciate
also
you.
And thank you for
you
the
know,
love. For the blessings with the yum-yum juice.
Yum-yum
so,
juice always.
Yes.
Anytime.
Dad already
love
got you.
Always.
I told you I hooked you up. We good. She got you
thank
a little
y'all.
Something right
thank
here.
Thank y'all. Thank y'all.
No problem. No problem.
I appreciate
so,
y'all.
Keeping with the vibes, just quick question. Have you guys ever heard of angel numbers? You ever heard of that before?
I have.
So it's weird. This is something new to me. So like I kept seeing a number every day. Like every day I would see a number and see a number and be like, why am I keep seeing this number? So I heard of something called an angel number. So I just kind of looked it up and, you know, it told me, I'm not going to say what it is, but it told me what it told me. And it was kind of in line of what I was doing at
Ooh,
the time.
You're going through a spiritual ascension.
I don't know, man. It's a little different. Like, a friend told me, a very close friend told me about it. And, you know, she was like, you know, you might want to just take a look at that. And it was in line. It was mm-hmm. dead in line. And I wasn't even trying to look for it. And ever since then, there's a different type of number that'll pop up, you know. And it's kind of what I've been going towards or trending towards, you know.
It's in alignment with the path that you're on.
Yeah,
right,
man.
Now,
it's
journey.
Just, you know, it's definitely different. But it's a good thing. You know, mm-hmm. I'm welcoming it. It's good. I'm walking in light. But I noticed that you got a little box over. We got over here. It says box office.
Oh.
I've been looking at it the whole time.
It's intriguing, huh?
Yeah.
So for those who don't know, and as Miriam already mentioned, I am a peer romance consultant, and we specialize in doing in-home parties for ladies. Mm. Bye, y'all.
See y'all.
We also have lots of goodies and tricks and bedroom accessories. And actually, I mentioned one of them last week when we were on the show. Mm-hmm. You know, talking about how the weather was warm, we're going out doing different things now, and a way to bring some spice and fun into the relationship is, you know, one of the bedroom accessories that we carry. We actually have a few of them that do the same function. And this is box office.
Okay.
And this is, you can see right here. So it's a toy. It's a...
Oh, that's the remote control.
It's a remote control. This
show.
Is not the... You know, I literally cannot find... I dropped the one I had last week. It's a little bright yellow butterfly. I have no idea where it went, but
oh
I'll find
gosh.
It at some point. But anyway, this is a different one. We have a few of them, like I said, at Pure Romance. But it's a remote control device. And what you do is... obviously, there's two different pieces to it. There's mm-hmm. two different, they both have to be charged, and there's a charger, USB charger that comes with it as well. And the bulk of our toys are all waterproof and have travel locks and are USB chargeable. So anyway, what you do is take this piece right here will go on ladies' panties. Mm-hmm. And it's got metallic clips right here. You hear that right there, it clips magnet. So it goes around the panty line. Mm. And this piece in the front goes on the clitoris.
Oh,
and this part right here
goes
into the vaginal opening. And actually, for just a little bit of information for anybody who didn't know. So for women, the bulk of women's nerve endings are on their clitoris. But we also have a lot in the very initial opening part of the vagina. So mm-hmm. that's why, you know, people are like, if you just put the tip in, you know, feels so good. Because all those nerve endings are right, are right there at the opening. So, so that's why they have it structured this way. So, no, it's never just a tip. No.
It's never just
a tip. So, but there's a power button on both of the devices, on the remote control and on the actual piece as well. So they both can be controlled independently. Like I said, they both have to be charged, though.
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, I suggested last week, you know, it's a fun way to, like I said, spice things up if you guys are going out to dinner or a movie or whatever. Something.
How long
fun.
Does the battery last?
I mean, if you have it on, like, solid, yep. I honestly don't know. Let's see. Let me think.
No, no. Look, I mean, we should
test
at least
that. 30 minutes.
Yeah, let's test that. Like, how long if I just leave it on? Will she die? It's just 30 minutes.
I'm glad you mentioned that. So, I mentioned it like I did last week. There, you can turn it off from the remote control or the actual device itself. So, yes, because some dudes get a little out of control with the remote, mm-hmm. as we know, right?
Yep.
You got to take it from. So, you can just, there's a power button on the actual device as well. So, you can just hold it down for 10 seconds and it'll go off.
Oh,
as
that's
well.
For mature people.
Yeah, they're getting out of out of control.
That's not for
but
me.
But it's not.
It's not for me.
But it's not really loud or excessive or anything like that. And it's just, like I said, just a cool way. Like I said, nobody will know that you guys have it on. Hey, you could wear it to, you know, a meeting if you're if you have boring meetings. You don't want to spice things up. Or like I was saying last week as well, for does it have to be used with a couple? With a between a couple, it could be used as on a woman individually. Like I said, if you're just around the house doing some housework, whatever, right? Just entanglements, whatever.
Mm-hmm. I think entanglements it'll work better for entanglements.
But this is, like I said, this is called Box Office. And also, to just so you know, Puramance is really amazing about using high quality products, especially knowing that they're going to be on the most intimate of intimate parts for women.
Mm-hmm.
So they use, this is the high grade surgical silicone,
yeah,
they
silicone
use,
yep.
as well as 24 karat gold plates, mm-hmm. Plating on here. So it's real gold. It's not anything janky or cheap or anything like that.
That's
you have to
fancy.
Worry about. It is fancy, you know, and honestly, like, that's something I didn't realize till later on in life. This things like this, you really should invest in. Like I said, they're going on the most intimate parts of your body possible,
yeah.
right? And you want to have them for a long time. You want to have something that's just going to last you for, you know, a couple times or whatever. And if you take care of these toys, these devices, you know, we have cleaner, we have totes and everything like that to help take care of them. They will last you years and years and years. It's funny because I had at a party last weekend, and the lady that had a party, she actually had a house fire, and she obviously she was okay, but she was saying, she when I showed her one of the toys I had, she was like, oh, it burnt, I lost it in the fire. She was like, I'm so glad you have it. But she had it for years, you know, and the only reason she had to replace it is because it she lost it in the fire.
Oh, wow.
So but just to say, like, you know, people
old
they know
faithful.
Yeah, Old Faithful, yeah, you know what I'm saying. But this is, like I said, this is not necessarily an Old Faithful tool. Like I said, this is something, like I said, to spice it up, just do something different, something, you know, from time to time, other than just the standard, you know, bedroom accessories you might use on your own. So.
And what I'm actually finding out is, like, you know, some people do experiment with some quote unquote toys,
mm-hmm.
but they find they like get the lower end one, so they really don't
yeah.
get like the experience, and
no,
they're like
not.
Totally turned off, like, from that moment on.
Oh yeah, I understand
you know.
That. Because there's just a lot that you don't know, right? Going into it, I remember when I got my first toy, like, I didn't know what I was doing or what to look for or anything like that. So
right.
and it's funny because when I started getting Puramance, I looked at my old and I was like, this is really janky. Like I should not have been even bothering with
it's
this
not
thing.
Safe.
But you know, you're absolutely right. And like I said, and they have like high grade motors in these things, like mm-hmm. so they last you forever, and just, you know, like I said, just awesome stuff. But anyway,
right.
like I said, just something different and spice some things up if you're going out and about with your loved one, or like I said, or by yourself or whatever, just something fun. So
absolutely upgrade your life. Upgrade your life. Make sure you invest in yourself, especially if
absolutely
it's going in somebody else. I'm just saying. But yeah, so kind of move on a little bit, not really, but how, like,
so
do a lot of women, like, are they into this type of stuff? I don't
Puramance
know.
Puramance has been in business for 27 years.
Oh, I mean,
what does that tell you?
Yeah.
Also, too, and
because I remember, like, from way back in the day, and, like, a lot of the stuff's changed.
Oh, a lot. Absolutely, it's changed. Like anything else, right? Modern technology
more sophisticated,
changes and grows,
you know?
As it should, right? Like I said, it's been around forever, and, you know, people are thriving, and in the pandemic, this business has
it's
thrived.
It's a great business to be in.
You know, it really is. It's really cool. I mean, you know, I love my full-time job or whatever, but if not, you know, I definitely would look more into doing this as a full-time job. And I mean, of course, I'm not trying to limit it. I'm definitely looking to see how far I can go with it, but I absolutely love it. Every aspect of the job, of the people I get to meet and the information I get to provide to them. I always have a ball at the parties, just opportunities that it's brought, and just information, education it's brought. It's been an amazing experience. So
we got to talk. I got a business idea.
Okay. Just real quick before we do, because I just want to make sure we put this out there. So if you're interested in Box Office or any other bedroom accessories, opportunities that are available, or if you have any questions for me, legit questions, please, feel free to reach out to me at pureromance.com/Natasha Woods. That's the my website, and my contact information is on there. You can shop directly from the website. Also, you can reach out to me, you know, you're on Instagram now, Natasha, no, excuse me, Tea Parties by PR at on Instagram, and Natasha Woods on Facebook. So,
all right, so that's, you got a lot going on there, right?
Yeah, I am actually, didn't say so. If in addition to you wanting toys, you can also hook up with me and have a party. We can coordinate that, or you know, if you're interested in joining my team and seeing for yourself how amazing of an experience this is, please feel free to reach out to me on that. So,
sounds fantastic. I'm
sorry, but I didn't mean to cut you off.
No, we're good. I actually literally got two ideas going on right now. We'll talk after the show. Mm-hmm. And we'll promote that through BYOV, so it's going to be good. But good. Ryan Kersey. We got Ryan Kersey in the building, man. We got him doing his thing. And I'm going to kind of tell you how everything kind of aligns together a little bit as we go down the show. But it was very, very interesting how, you know, paths cross, especially with people that you come in contact with. You know, different mm-hmm. energies kind of bring you together. Mm-hmm. But that's just the way it is when you're around good people. And I like being right there.
You raise them vibes up and keep bringing the right people around you. In your circle.
So let's talk a little news. April, man, Child Abuse Prevention Month. Did you know that?
I did not know that.
I didn't know it either. But it is. It's Child Abuse Prevention Month. You know, so looking at that, I didn't know that. It was just a did you know fact type of situation. So April, now you know, Child Abuse Prevention Month.
I have to say, it kind of makes me sad, though, that the fact that we have to have a month like that, it's clearly a problem that's out of control. Right. The fact that we have to dedicate, you know, and bring attention and awareness to, you know, to preventing that. That's really, really sad.
Well, here's the even sadder part. Do you remember all those kids that was kidnapped years ago? Not even years ago, months ago.
Yeah.
Remember that?
Yeah.
People forgot all about that. Yeah. Kids are still missing. Yeah. And people still locked up in them cages. And, like, there's a lot of stuff going on that, like, when time goes,
you forget about it
because they saturate your mind with so much other stuff.
Controlling the narrative.
COVID. Look at COVID, because we have so much crap over here right now. Just COVID everything.
Yeah. COVID was a weapons of mass distraction.
Oh, my gosh, man. The media.
Come look over here.
It's not the media. It's not TV. It's the media. The media rots your brain, but they tell you to watch the news. But then the news kind of warps your mind, kind of thinking one way or another, depending on if you're watching Fox versus CNN or CBS or whatever it is, you know. Anyways, but, you know, our governor came down. You know he was at Mets, right?
Did I know what? He was what?
He went to visit Mets High School in Manassas.
No, I didn't know that.
So he came there, I think it was a few days ago, and he was rolling out the plans for the vaccine for Virginia. He kind of went over a few different things. So let me look at my notes. So basically, he talked about the efforts to vaccinize children, because as you know, we're not all vaccinated, have the vaccine yet, but his plans to do the vaccine, and also the J&J pause. And J&J pause meaning Johnson & Johnson. And you know, I'm going to step into this one because we talked about getting the vaccination, what, two shows ago?
Yeah.
So are you still confident about the shot now?
I'm not confident about it, but I'm ready to get back to my life. I'm sorry. I don't know how that sounds or seems, but I am. I'm just ready to get back to my life.
Okay,
and I'm confident enough. I don't feel like I'm going to die. Like, or I'm going to be like.
I'm glad you said that. With Johnson & Johnson.
So
we're going to talk about it.
So I was looking at that a little bit, and I heard a little bit about that in the stats. And from my understanding, it was like, they're saying they've given out like 7 million doses. And I think they've said like 6 people. Oh Lord, died. So what you got to say? What you got to say?
Keep going.
So
please.
I'm just saying, but that's like and I'm not saying, you know, obviously those 6 people's lives matter, but I'm just saying that's a big 7 million to 6 people. You know, that's and there's so many unknown factors, right? We don't know, those people might have already had something that was, you know, taking them out. Like, we don't know. There's so many unknown factors to it. I wasn't really ever a huge proponent of Johnson & Johnson just because of the way they carried the baby powder situation. To be honest with you, that was the first thing I thought to my mind. I was like, yeah, these are the same people that was killing people with baby powder. But overall, the vaccination itself, I mean, I know several people that have had it for months now, and they seem to be doing well.
Okay.
We'll see next year. I don't know. They might grow another arm or something. Who knows?
But. So, you know why financial people get paid so much?
Why is that?
Because they're good with numbers. Mm-hmm. Do you know why engineers get paid so much? They're good with numbers. What about CPAs? You know why they get paid so much?
They're good with numbers.
They're good with numbers. There's a theme here. If you're good with numbers and know how to manipulate the numbers to make it seem like one way, again, controlling the narrative, you can really skew a person's view. Oh, it's only 6 out of 7 million, but Where'd they get the sample from? You know, where'd they get this? Like, no questions. None of these questions are being asked because nobody's raising the question. You're just saying, oh, 6 out of 7 million. I'm good. I can't possibly be a 6. But this woman, there was going to say distribute 700 doses Tuesday and Wednesday. All right. For Virginia residents.
Okay.
If 7 of those people die, would you be nervous?
Probably not.
What if so 7 people died from the vaccine, just the initial vaccine, a month go by, they pass away. You wouldn't be nervous.
So, okay. That's, again, you have so many variables in that, even in that statement. And in a month, so many different things. Like I said, I don't know about those people's pre-existing health conditions and issues.
I agree.
You know, I don't know what they've been doing in that month. You know what I'm saying? Like, they could be, you know, it's so many variables with that.
And that's my hesitation for the vaccine. Yeah, I agree. I don't know how it's going to react for my body. It may be fantastic for yours, but mine, it may do something, you know, that I don't know about. I don't know. Because people just think about the instant impact. I don't care about the instant impact unless it kills you. It kills you, okay, then you got a problem. But I'm talking about year 3, 5, 7. Okay, well, now I keep developing this rash because they're developing an antibody because of the vaccine. Right. You don't know. You don't know. So, and you're not going to know for years. Right. They just rolled this out really quickly and, hey, here, this is going to fix it. And keep in mind, is this not a virus?
I don't know what it is. It's a virus. To be honest with you. This is a virus. I don't know what they're telling us. I don't know what this is.
When's
really
the last time they eradicated the flu?
No, they didn't. They haven't.
They don't.
And that's something
you're right. You're not killing it.
Talked about
you're
that with my, family. I have some, you know, family members that are, you know, like in remission and, you know, different, have different issues as well. And they're getting it. And the same thing, like, it's not a cure. It's absolutely not a cure. You know, it's just kind of like a band-aid or, you know,
to make you feel good.
It's
make you feel good because you're literally infecting your body with the same stuff that you're trying to prevent yourself from being infected by in the first place.
However, I have heard some stories of some people that have been vaccinated and contracted COVID, and they were impacted, but because of the pre-existing conditions that they had, they were not nearly impacted as badly as they would have been.
Yep.
So I don't know. Like, I'm doing so much. I'm around so many people. I feel like it's kind of my responsibility or whatever to my community, the people that I'm around, the patients that I see, the people I'm going to be traveling and customers I'm seeing, all that stuff. I just feel like it's kind of my responsibility.
That's fair. So do you think it should be mandatory to get a visa to be vaccinated in order to get a visa? Now we're traveling abroad. Now you're leaving the States, you're going to Mexico, you're going to Tulum, whatever you want to go do, you know, you better go, oh, I'm about to go turn up, but you're not turning up unless you get this shot. Are you taking the shot then?
Well, so, and not just for the reasons of turning up, but for traveling.
It's all for the turn up. I protect my energy. It's for the turn up. Trust me.
But for the sake of traveling, that is one of the huge reasons why I'm doing it. Like, I travel for my job. Like, that's one of the huge reasons why I'm getting it done. So, I don't know if it was mandatory. I feel like that would make me nervous yeah, thank you. Yeah, I feel like that'll make me nervous. But
so wait, hold on. So you
I just don't like being told what to do.
Well, that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to figure out if it should be mandatory to get a vaccine to obtain a visa to travel abroad. I mean, I already have my, you know, passport. I'm good. Not a visa. I'm sorry, passport.
Oh, for a passport.
Yeah,
okay.
If you want a passport, they're thinking like, hey, these guys got to get vaccinated. Well, I got mine. I'm good for a couple of years, but I just think that's a little
extreme.
Yes, I don't know.
I don't like the idea of them tying it all together. I just feel like that's different lanes. I feel like you're violating, and that's funny. Like to just talking about like the travel plans we're trying to make at work. You know, they're trying to tiptoe around these rules and regulations. Like, we can't necessarily mandate for you to get the vaccination, and we can't necessarily ask you outright if you've gotten your vaccination. But know that when you go to these locations, it's a requirement. You know, so it's like they're trying to figure out this dance and how to be political and get around that, and then the HIPAA laws and all, you know what I'm saying, and all that stuff. They're trying to protect people's privacy but still protect everybody else. So it's just a weird,
it's getting very messy.
It's a very weird spot to be in.
So I don't know because if you leave and you go out, so let's reel it back in a little bit more towards hump day on Wednesday. Do you ask your significant other, have you been vaccinated with the COVID vaccine? Do you ask him that? Do you ask her that?
I feel like that's something that should be.
So now you got to ask
conversation. Right? You should be aware of that.
Really?
And it's funny you said that because actually I went out a couple of weeks ago.
I don't know if I'm going out on a date, but like you've been vaccinated.
Well, you said significant other. That's different.
All right. Just scale it back. No. What about you're going on a date? You're going on a date with this person, whoever. Do you ask them, have you been vaccinated before you go on the date? Do you ask them that?
I would.
Or her that, or whoever.
I'm not going to make it a condition of the date, but I mean, I'm curious.
Why not? Your life is at risk.
I don't think it is. If that's the case, I don't need to be on the date. But I feel like, I mean, I just feel like that'd be part of general conversation, just the reality of the times that we're living in right now.
That's crazy, man.
But it's funny, as you say that, because I went out with some girlfriends a couple weekends ago, and so guys were like approaching, you know, me and my girlfriends and stuff, and that's what they were saying, like, get back. I don't know if you got it. They're like, oh, I got my vaccination. You know, the guy's like, no, I'm vaccinated. I'm good. And I'm like,
did he show you the papers?
This is the narrative, right? Exactly. Like, how do you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, how do you know? I don't know.
Oh my god.
That's what we just, you know. So it's just like keeping us at more of a distance, you know, from each other. Make it harder to connect. But no, I you don't know. You don't know. They just say it. You know,
it's not safe out here, man. It's not safe.
I don't know, man. But it's crazy because also too, the area I was in, like, nobody was wearing a mask. Everybody was all up on top of each other. Like, and I've been seeing that for months. Like, people just acting like it's nothing going on, nothing different. So, well, I don't know.
There's been an uptick in Virginia.
I'm not surprised. I've been places and seen. What you about to say, JB?
I just wanted to chime in because you was talking about the J&J vaccine.
Go. Oh, please do.
Now, with the J&J vaccine, now, you know, there have been, like, I don't know, 110 million people or something like that have been vaccinated to date, right?
Mm-hmm.
Or at least had their first shot or whatever.
Okay.
I know a bunch of people that aren't already got their shot and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
But there's a difference between the J&J and the
Moderna.
The Moderna and the Pfizer vaccine. Pfizer, yep. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, they done took AstraZeneca out. We're not doing AstraZeneca because there was too many problems.
They went overseas or something like that, yeah.
Yeah, they doing it elsewhere.
Mm-hmm. That's Bill Gates' company. Bill Gates was backing that. You know that.
I got no clue.
Yeah, they were. Bill Gates was backing
that. Yeah, I heard that.
I got no clue. Mm-hmm. I think.
I'm sorry.
That's a different conversation as far as when
we
talk
down the rabbit hole, but go ahead.
When you're talking about BG, okay?
You're right.
Yeah, yeah. But the difference between the Pfizer, the Moderna, and the J&J, Pfizer and Moderna is a different type of vaccine. It's got the mRNA. It's not the actual virus. It's an acid.
It's like a synthetic.
It's an acid of the virus. It allows your body to recognize the spike proteins of the virus, so that your body is naturally combating the virus, rather than getting infected with the virus like the J&J junk, where they're taking a piece of the virus and introducing it to your body.
Okay.
That's your flu shot. I'm gonna let you know that right now. That's what your regular flu shot is.
Yeah, that's why I don't get them.
Which is your I'm gonna break something down to you real quick. Which is your flu shot, which is why you always gotta get the booster and everything else like that every year, because of the different strains. That's only like 50% efficacy. That's the efficacy portion of it, okay? The efficacy portion is how well does it work against mutant strains and the base product of the virus.
Okay.
Now, you hear them talking about all the different, what do they call it? The different strains.
Mm-hmm.
They call them mutations.
Yeah, the mutations.
Oh, yeah.
You know, it's just a different strain of the virus because it come in contact with, you know, people doing different things and everything else like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, because people with different lifestyles, different ethnicities, different backgrounds,
right,
different things that happen to them, you know, like y'all was talking about with obesity, mm-hmm, and, you know, drug use and alcohol use, mm-hmm, and what you're actually eating on a daily basis, right, you know, all that stuff plays into a factor.
Yeah.
You know,
I heard one of the main issues with J&J is that it was causing blood clotting, right?
So blood clots.
So if you're already susceptible to
blood clots,
you know,
you shouldn't take that one.
No.
Yeah.
But I was told sometimes you don't even know which one you're going to get when you go in there to go get it. You can't be like, I want the Pfizer.
Right. When I don't know. When I signed up, I'm signed up actually to get my first one tomorrow. It told me what I was going to get. But I guess it just depends on how
you heard what they did, right? They put a pause on J&J, yeah, and anybody who was scheduled was getting the Pfizer. They said, whoop-de-whoop, FedEx that shit. Mm. So if you were scheduled, you know, until they put the resume button back on for the J&J, you're getting a Pfizer shot. You're getting a two-dose shot. And one of the main things with the two-dose shot, you know, that it's not so much as that, you know, it's – the two-dose shot is not a problem. You got to understand that. The two-dose shot is actually not a problem. That's what's actually getting you that extra boost of protection because of the type of shot that it is. You know, because it's, you know, I mean, they've been studying this type of shot with Moderna and Pfizer for over 40 years. They've been working on this stuff over. Dude, I read peer reviews all the time.
I'm going to say you're a wealth of knowledge back there, JB.
Dude, that
that's what he did in the mornings.
Dude, I read peer reviews are research papers and everything like that put together by doctors for other doctors to read.
Yeah,
okay. I'm reading them shits because I want to know what's going on.
That makes sense.
I feel you.
You know what I mean?
That's good.
If there's something going on, I want to read that shit because who knows? I mean, that's the whole point of a peer review. Oh, we did this, we seen this, da da da. Oh, well, hey, did you guys try this?
Did you guys notice this?
Yeah, right. You know.
It's a big think tank, basically.
It's a big think tank. That's one of the major things we got to understand is over the last 70 years, how we all have come together as a global community with science. You know what I mean? We might all still tout about, you know, all our different countries and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But as a global community, health-wise, we collaborate a whole lot more than probably anybody really realizes unless you're paying attention to that scene.
Yeah, makes sense. Because they got to talk about it, so.
You know, because especially when this shit kicked off, everybody's like, who's the who? That's a rock band. You know what I mean? You know, not a lot of people were hip to that shit because, you know, we're caught up in the daily grind. We're caught up in what we're doing. Not a lot of people was paying attention to the CDC or the FDA or anything like that because we was caught up doing what we was doing.
Right.
But then when this hit, it's like, oh, shit. We's all reevaluating and all that. I don't mean to take up too much of your time, you know.
It's all interesting, and it is a whole different situation and topic. I'm just saying that I'm aware of things can possibly happen, and I'm still leery because there's a lot of other stuff happening. But I don't know. I'm stepping away from it. I'm not going to take it this time until I found out more information. That's my opinion. Natasha, you're having yours when tomorrow.
Yep.
And have yours tomorrow. So
make sure I'm vaccinated before I hit St. Lucia.
Yeah, that's
bro, if I had an option, I'd go with the Pfizer.
No, but I have it for work.
That's exactly what I do.
Well, I think they're down there today. They're down there from they're Tuesday and they were yesterday. So
I know a lot of people.
Today and yesterday.
I know a lot of people that got the Moderna and the Pfizer, and they kicking. No issues.
That's good.
They might have had a slight low.
Just out of it a little
bit. But that's any vaccine.
Yeah, that's
any shot you get.
But your point is valid, though, Pressure, about, you know, like you said, that's now. That's a couple months in, right?
You
never know. Like you said, 5 years, 10 years from now, we don't know.
That's what I'm interested in, you know. So I hear all the arguments, and I hear the, you know, theories and stuff like that.
What works for you.
Whatever works, whatever you're comfortable with, just go with that. But, you know, without going too far, you know, we're going to bring on Ryan Kersey. We're going to ask him a little bit about his opinions about vaccines and stuff like that. But beyond that, we're going to figure out how he's been maneuvering over here in COVID. I mean, you know, Ryan, as I know, is a DJ. He's been doing this for a while now, from what I'm understanding. And I seen him pop up. The first time I seen you were popping up, like, doing shows, you were at clubs, doing these type of things. I was like, who's this cat? You know what I'm saying? And we were linked all together. But I'm glad I'm finally able to meet you. Courtesy of Natasha, courtesy of who was it again?
Who, Dr. Z?
Dr. Z.
Dr. Z. And just real quick, before I let you kick off on that, because I don't want to forget, Dr. Z is having another open house the 29th of April. These are all things Cutera. For those who don't know, Dr. Zerline Chambers, she is a outstanding OBGYN in the local Northern Virginia area. She has been birthing babies of over 30 years here, bringing in all kinds. Everybody knows Dr. Z here. So, but anyway, she is also to step into the aesthetic side of the house and doing different procedures, things like that, that, you know, and for a different array of things, from laser hair removal to fat removal to muscle toning and sculpting to, you know, things that get rid of scars and stretch marks and veins and all that good stuff. So she's having an open house on the 29th of April. So please feel free to reach out to her, register. I know she's always doing amazing promotions and specials for anybody who's coming to those open house events. She can be reached at 703-441. There you go.
3555.
There you go.
There you go. And also, too, on her website is www.drz, as in Zerlene, chambers.com. So, yeah, definitely reach out to her and her team, and hopefully we'll see you on the 29th.
Man, that's wild. How is it being around Dr. Z? I know she gets, like, a rack of people all the time.
I've never seen somebody... I mean, I have seen some people, but like she's one of the people, she just has energy like all the time. Like, even if she's been going for 4 to 5 days, birthing babies in the middle of the night, got not getting no sleep. And it's different ebbs and flows with the energy, but she always got it. It's always on, you know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. And,
that's a good,
you know, working with her so closely, is so, she just,
outside looking in, it seems really cool. How about on the inside, sir? I mean,
working with her and being her child, I'm sure it's completely different.
Totally different, right?
There's a lot of turn down for what scenario. It's like sometimes we got to draw it back just a little bit. I understand.
Yeah. Oh, man. But,
and then he's the only child, too.
Oh, my
so,
God.
So, you know.
So, yeah, so we had a, I actually led my first meeting with everybody today, this morning. And because she had some surgeries this morning, and it was just like, man, like, it's a lot. I mean, she deals with a lot. She takes care of a lot. And takes a lot of people. And yep. And like, so, like, but we look at some things she does. I'm like, yo, you got to chill. Like, she be saying things to people like, nah, you can't say that. I'm looking at what she sent me, and I'm like, you can't say that.
So she needs a professional filter sometimes.
Zero.
I think that's on them days she been going with 2 hours of sleep for about 4 days.
And she'll let you know that for 3 hours.
Yes.
Oh, man.
Yes. It's all of them.
In all kinds of different ways, man. But yeah, welcome to the show, man. Welcome to BYOB.
Thank you for having me.
Absolutely.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah, thanks for coming through, man.
It's a first for me, so. I'm like, oh, I'm a virgin for this stuff.
Oh, man, the interview? Sure.
Gotta just pop that cherry.
Pure romance plug.
Early, man, early. So, you know, this has been very, very interesting how everything's aligned. I want to know, how are you able to, because I know you got a lot of different businesses going on, a lot of different things, but I know you as a DJ. I seen you do a lot of different DJ type of stuff. Are you still doing that type of stuff?
It's full time.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
That's fantastic, man. How are you able to, like, move in COVID? Because things get shut down really quickly, and I don't know. I guess it's opening back up. Is there more opportunities right now for you?
There are, but it's a very close network. It's, like, still, like, who you know is what you know, and who's given the opportunities are the people that were in those positions doing the clubs and everything.
All right.
So it was just COVID was a big repositioning thing, but I said COVID was a gift and a curse for me because ultimately I was able to learn my business and where my shortfalls were because I was just collecting checks, doing things, passing it off, and then all of a sudden I realized, yo, I'm screwing up here, and here.
Right.
So it made me know my numbers, made me realize where I need to pick up on. It allowed me to clean up a lot of things I had to clean up.
Mm-hmm.
But then also realizing that a lot of the people in power were not allowing private events because I had kind of got it out of the club scene.
Mm-hmm.
And dropped just because, I mean, private events would pay money. Like,
right.
I started doing things like celebrity people and, like, high-end people, like, dignitaries and stuff. So that's where the money was. Like, that's when I was blessed enough to get in that small circle of people that, like, I don't need verification. Word of mouth is what gets you in that door.
Right.
And me being, like, the lone person of color in that whole network, they're like, firstly, I'm like, who is this guy? And all of a sudden, when them hands touch the tables, it's a whole different monster. And they're like, okay. Then, like, their person talks to their person.
Mm-hmm.
And they're like, yo, then I'm on a plane somewhere. They're taking care of everything. So,
man,
it all just came full circle. But when COVID shut everything down, and after things kind of started opening up, I realized that I had to reposition. And I always kept my my relationship with all the DJs. Like, if I was done early at a club, I would make it a point, like, I mean, I'm still in bougie. Like, I'm not waiting in line. I'm not doing that stuff. But I still make a point to keep in contact with them because I still love them. They're still like my brothers.
Right.
So I'll go see them, show love for a little bit, like, chill out for them, like, get a drink with them, chill out,
right,
listen to their set, vibe out, and then take it home. Mm-hmm. And so, and they've always given me respect and love as well. And so in this reposition time, it was like, look, like we all weren't eating. And I kind of was like the odd man out of the people that could still get down with the get down, but really wasn't still in that core crew.
Right.
Anymore because I wasn't doing the club circuit. So
gotcha.
I got back in with them more or less. I was just kind of like having fun. They're like, yo, we got to owe you something. You know, like I've been blessed with being able to get the paycheck protection, figure that stuff out and figure out my finances and
very
making
smart.
Sure the repo man didn't come get my car and stuff like that because I had ordered a brand new car
mm-hmm.
right before COVID hit and like my year for 2020 was stacked. So man, I was like, done. Wow. And then next, you know, COVID hit, and I'm like, yeah. I walked to the dealership. I said, I said, this bill ain't gonna work. So that being said, you know, I was able to still keep things afloat.
Mm-hmm.
Of course, my wife has been a very good support system. She's
okay.
She's been understanding because a lot of people in my lifestyle, they'd be like, yo, mm-hmm. you need to figure something else out.
Right.
But it's never really been a problem. This is the situation I never ever thought I'd be in.
Mm-hmm.
Like, no matter if there's a depression, people aren't making money there, or there's a recession, I mean, or whatever, like, people are still going to be sad. They won't drink. People are happy they're going to drink. They're going to celebrate. I always had a guaranteed job. So, a pandemic was literally the only thing that was shutting me down.
Right.
So, that was a pill to swallow. So, again, like I said, I had to reposition. And then I just decided to educate myself in different forms. So, I got versed in the stock market.
There you go.
Which I kind of kicked myself. Like, I wish I did it in the past.
Mm.
Like, yeah, I remember
it's
back
like free
in the day.
Money. You've just been letting go all the time.
I've been letting it go. Like, yeah. I could just throwing stuff out there. Like,
you could have been sitting in the stock collecting dividends now.
I could have literally, like, if I pitched in college, so I had a roommate.
Mm.
I didn't realize I was older. Like, he came from money. His dad was a very, very big international figure. I had no idea.
You should have realized that. Just so I know, we went to UVA. All them jokers came from money.
Yeah, fair.
But go ahead.
Fair. So, but this one surprised me.
Yeah.
So, he was always telling me, Ryan, instead of going and buying shoes every week, because mm-hmm. I'm like, look, yeah, I'm just going to buy shoes every week. I'm DJing. He's like, yo, throw that money to the side, put it in some. I never did it. And then now, like, looking back at the knowledge that I have now.
20 years ago,
right? I could have retired now. Because I'm the type of person, like, literally, like, I'm all or nothing. Mm. I'm not, like, stay home, it's safe, let's figure it out. Like, let me conservatively grow my money. I'm like, no. If I have a chance to make 15% or I have the chance to make 60%, I'm going to go for broke when I'm 60. That's me.
High-risk investor. Yep.
And there would have been some wins, there would have been some losses, but...
No, trust me, if you hit that right high risks,
yeah.
you were good.
So,
I mean, what were we talking about? Shopify the other day?
Shopify
the other day, like, I remember it back in March. Remember it in March? Matter of fact,
a
year ago.
Yeah.
How much was it at? It was at 303. I remember it being at 303. That thing ran to 18 quick.
Yeah.
Within, like, 2 months, $1,800. I was like, you got to be kidding me.
And a few of these tech companies like that right now. Like, they actually open. Like, some have actually, year to date, opened in January.
Mm-hmm.
Up, like, going from $1, $2 up to, like, $200.
You're right. And it'll run. And it'll run.
And I'm like, yo, what am I doing?
I do see that. So, I do see a lot more of our community trying to get more hip to
The
stock
free
market,
money, man.
You know, the passive income, you know, the put it in there because, you know, remember back in the day it was 401k.
Believed in that.
Everybody was like 401k. Well, my parents.
Yeah.
Yeah.
My parents was for big, heavy 401k.
Yeah.
And what was it? 08? I think it was 08, right?
So they took that joint back.
It was 08. 08.
And also,
subprime lending.
In the midst of the pandemic, I know some people who are planning on retiring.
Yep.
And they looked at that thing and it was like, what happened to my money?
Exactly.
Yeah.
Like, that joint just vanished.
Quick.
You know?
Quick. Because you can't move it fast enough.
You can't.
You got hundreds of thousands. I mean, you got to think about it. Our parents had like a lot, you know, if they were doing 401k and even if it was like 5%, they had a nice little thing because they were at their job for a while.
Yeah.
It was common for them to be at their job for a long time. Now it's not so much. You're like there to 3 to 5 years in max.
Build them something else.
Exactly. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? But them, they were like 10, 20, 30 mm-hmm. years. Remember pensions?
Yeah.
I don't even know what a pension is, but I heard it. I think it was really, really good and they got really pissed when it gone. They were like, oh, my pension, don't mess with my pension. But yeah, I think our community do a lot better job of kind of
learning how to move
the money.
Absolutely.
A little bit. Learning how to move that. You know, you talked a little bit about positioning. How long did it take you to like reposition and kind of recalibrate where you are versus you said you were in the, you know, the circuit for a little bit and you kind of tailed it off and you had to reposition. How long did that take you? How much of a process?
It didn't really take long. I guess when things started opening up, I just needed to get out the house. So
there you go.
And so like, here's the vibe. I needed to get out the house, and I'm saying I was always like a bag, give me 50 feet type person. Mm-hmm. So I wasn't really too concerned that mask on, and then it just I would say to where I'm at now, it took about 5 or 6 months.
5 or 6 months
to figure it out, to get to where investment. I'm at. Yeah, so. I mean, once I got myself organized where I felt that I was better as a DJ because I had to get everything organized. Like, I just realized, like, my crates were a mess. Like, everything's a mess. Like, I need to get myself organized. So, as soon as I got my organized, and I'm like, okay, now I can go out there and really perform like I need to perform.
Right.
And it's showing in my preparation. So, the preparation meet opportunity, and it's just kind of happening. So, like, I'm getting a lot of love and support from the people that are in charge because the people that I'm actually DJing for and with right now are people that are in power for the clubs when DC opened back up. Some of them are club owners. So like,
position.
And those are the people that still haven't had my respect back then, but just knew me as DJing, but not really DJ. They knew like I DJed and knew I did work, but we were just talking past and like, one dude, like we have Range Rovers together. We know the same people. So like, we would talk with him. So we would just talk.
Right.
And like, have like just conversation. And like, they gave me that respect still. But now it's kind of like put into, okay, now you can really work.
Yeah, so networking. So you put in the legwork, the networking, all that up front. And I think people got to really understand that networking is really big. You don't want to start burning your bridges and like, I don't want to deal with this person ever again, because there is a personal level and then there's also a business level.
Yeah.
And some people kind of misconstrue, I can't deal with this person on the personal level or whatever, but this person's kind of got something going on the business level. How can we make it work?
Yeah, and you never know who knows who and who can put you in onto who and introduce you to who, you know, for that next opportunity or, you know, venture or whatever.
Yeah.
You never know.
Never be blasphemous. Just always be chill. Even kill, you be good. Like, you just keep it cool. Like, sometimes people get a little too cocky and I'm like, yo, like, that's you. Yep. Like, I DJed, I don't even know the DJ's name, but he's actually a big producer's DJ from Atlanta.
Mm-hmm.
So I was down in Tampa for Super Bowl and I DJed an event down there.
Nice.
And dude gave me the hardest time. I didn't know anybody was DJing with me, like Hollywood.
Wow.
And I was just like, you know what? Like, I'm going to let you do you. Let me figure out what I figure out.
Mm-hmm.
Let you do you. And I just let the hands talk. And he's like, yo, anytime you want to come to Atlanta, like, we can talk to so-and-so and get you here. And I'm like, I appreciate it, but it shouldn't have took you that long to figure out. It shouldn't have been an asshole from the jump.
Yeah. Well, you know, people got to learn a lesson, but go ahead, Josh.
They do. So, you know, for anybody don't know, aside from working with Dr. Z or whatever, you know, we've known each other since literally we were kids, right?
Yeah.
So we played soccer together. My brother and Ryan, they played literally since we were like 5, 6 years old.
Yes.
So anyway, I'm just curious from then to just, and then, you know, seeing what you were doing, we went to school. That's when I really saw you start picking up momentum in DJing. What made you decide that this is what you were going to commit your energy, your time, and your focus to? Like, what of all the opportunities that, you know, came your way and things you could have done, like, what, why did you decide to be a DJ?
So ultimately, I wanted to produce. That was my big thing. And then, of course, we know my cousin, and he's a big producer. And so I wanted to follow in those footsteps, and his brother kind of was the same way. And he's out in Vegas DJing. Like, Jay, he was had DJ for 4040. Like, Jay shipped him out to Vegas. Now he's still out there doing Dre's and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And so I kind of wanted to follow in those footsteps. And I actually never even got to touch the production realm because I always just fell in love with the DJ aspect of it. But it wasn't until I graduated to where I realized I could treat it like a business.
Mm-hmm.
I was kind of just doing it for fun and doing it for, like, the little change that I was getting, and it was...
And the hype.
The hype was real.
Yes, it was. Yes, it was.
They knew me on campus.
Look, since you went there, real quick, go ahead, man. I don't fight. I'm not a violent person. I'm all love. This Joker got me to my first fight.
Wow.
Over some crazy chick that will not leave him alone.
Hey, it saved me from getting kicked out of school, though. Thank you, I love you. She had some allegations that were crazy. And then they put me up for review and everything. And then when she lied on that police report, they were like, oh, she lied about this whole thing. So they was about to believe the female the whole time.
Oh, man.
Oh, my God. That was so terrible. That was like my only fight in my whole
life.
You
describing?
And
the crazy part is,
she kept threatening me because she started threatening me. And
the crazy part is, though, like, I literally, and this, like, it's not even scripted. Like, I literally am, like, walking down the stairs, like, by the bookstore, and I hear yelling, and I look over, and I see hair everywhere. And I'm like, oh, snap, let me hide behind this pillar so I don't think it's, like staged. And then I came out, when they separated, I'm like, man, what's going on?
I was a full-grown woman, and I was actually working, started working for the government, and I was going back part-time, and I would ride to Charlottesville, go stay with Ryan and Midget, yeah, because I would just go with his wife now, just for the evenings or whatever. This crazy chick, man, would not leave me alone. Yeah, so she came up to me in the bookstore and started making threats in the bookstore at UVA. Like, and it's a very prestigious, nice, quiet white people school. Conservative. And this chick is acting like a lunatic in the bookstore. And I was like, one more time, boo. I said, you can't keep coming in my face. Yeah, and it went down. A full grown ass woman. Oh, but yeah, man, that shit was crazy. But I'm glad to see that we've elevated and moved on.
Oh, yeah.
Past all that.
We're going to keep that same energy. We're going to stay right there. It's what we doing over here. We want the ratchet.
That's family. We got it. I swear, that's my only fight in my whole life. I don't fight.
Hey, but it was a win. Now you want to know.
Hey, TKO, man. Yeah, my brother and my dad calling me Tyson. So anyway, I said, I'm glad we have grown and elevated beyond that. But I'm really proud of you. So what's in the future? What's in the future? I don't want to throw your business out. I'm going to let you make it. What's in your future? What's coming up with you?
COVID's kind of breaking. So, I'm starting to get my travel game back up. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping to, I'm hoping, things get back to what they were, because, I had Essence Fest booked for last year.
Ooh. Which you did not tell me.
Yeah.
You know, Jilly from Philly is there. I'm trying to be in the building. Right. She's always there.
I got linked up with her. It's funny because it's funny how, full circle things come. I was at a brunch with the guy's kind of my manager, John Burns. Not kind of. He literally links me with all these big things. Mm-hmm. And so, he knows everybody. He's always on TV as, an entertainment analyst. I mean, and not analyst, but, lawyer, because he's an attorney. As well, and so he's good friends with Andre Wells, who is very big in the world of planning and everything else, and so he has an event that I think usually does with D-Nice down there. So that was a thing. He's like, yeah, I'll bring you down there with me to Essence Fest, and I think that was part of D-Nice gonna be a part of that. And then actually I screwed up, because actually CBC last year, I was supposed to open for D-Nice the whole CBC. But I had to roll out because I had a family engagement. So, family first. So,
it was
my cousin's birthday, and then I never take off. And it was I'm just going to take off. Literally.
Respect.
And so that's what I did. And I don't regret it. The time will come again.
So what about For the Win? That's still pumping?
That, man.
Okay.
I got a crazy call with that today. They messed with my trademark. I had to renew for a 10-year, pay for that. Then they're like, oh, they picked you up for a random audit.
So for anybody who doesn't know, For the Win is?
For the Win is it's basically a lifestyle brand that I created with my partner, who now is just me. And what ultimately, it's just a brand of positivity. So you always hear For the Win. You play in sports, you say For the Win. That's literally what it's about. Whatever's going to make you feel positive, be positive. You put it on, you feel nice, you're going to be positive. That's what it is. That's how I feel about it.
Okay.
So, so right now, I had to take a hiatus because it was hard to do it on my own.
Repositioning, right?
Yeah, and it was all a reposition. Mm-hmm. And actually, I kind of got screwed. I paid all this money for this dude to build this site, and he went and ran and took all the bread. Mm. And I didn't want to act like I was back at UVA. Because I was there. I was
back to the streets.
I was about to pull up on dude. But I was it is what it is. So I took it for what it was, and so now I'm in the process of rebuilding it. My dad's not retired. He wants to really put his hands in it.
Okay.
So I just needed help.
Right. Hey, Mr. Carzy. I love your dad. I always loved your dad. He's so sweet.
That's my man. So, but I just couldn't do it. I can't do it on my own because with DJ picking up, I'm saying, then I have a kid on the way.
Oh,
so,
congratulations.
That's what I wanted to get to. Oh. Yay. Congratulations.
What is the Bambino or Bambina do?
The Bambino's doing
Bambino
in June. June 15th.
June?
Yeah.
June? You know it's April, right?
Yeah, it's coming
up. You know
you're
supposed to be asleep right now.
The thing is, we
don't. Laughing. I'm not joking.
We don't sleep. That's the crazy
no,
part.
No, you need to go to sleep now because you're not going to get no more.
I'm, yeah. Mm-mm. I hear it. Mm-mm. So, like, right, yeah, you know. I'm already getting in trouble, though, because I got a call yesterday, so I wound up booking a wedding in Miami.
No, you in trouble.
And she's like, yo.
Yeah, bro.
She called me and said, where do you think you're going?
That's not the move.
And I'm like, yo.
Don't pick up that call.
I said, I got the jet on the way.
Don't pick up the phone. And you picked up the phone.
Yeah, man. But nah, like, it's I think I'm actually excited for this journey. I think it's going to be good. I'm welcoming the new journey and a change of pace.
Mm-hmm.
And I know things are going to change, but
you know, but you have no idea.
You have no idea.
You think you know, but you have no idea.
In theory, it sounds really. Yeah. It's not a down. I'm super duper congratulations, yeah. But I know I have flashbacks. Like for real, like yo, 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 this is great. I like it, yeah. But I'm not. I'm so sleepy. I'm so sleepy.
What day is it?
Yeah, right. That sounds. Yeah. I mean. Yeah. That's like regular. Yeah. We don't sleep. Like we actually don't even go to bed till like 3-4 in the morning, 5 in the morning.
No, this is different.
It's different?
It's different.
Oh, man. So it's
different when you can be up and you're just chilling. You're and chilling. Doing what you want to do right. And hanging out, whatever, whatever.
Don't scare him.
No, I'm just saying it's different. It is what it is.
It's scary,
but it's a beautiful thing, though. I wouldn't change my experience as a parent for the world. It's completely made me a better person. And I'm sure, I mean, not that you're not already a great person, but, you know, they just make you better and stronger and just awesome.
You see the words. Awesome. They make you better. Because you have to continuously do more things to
you
better.
You do. They do. They push you out your comfort zone. Pampers, every time you think that pampers. you know, that you got it on lock, they continue to push you out your comfort zone. Bruh. They continue to grow and evolve and change and bring shit to you that you didn't even think about. And you're like, what the hell? And now you got to, you know, go follow the path, whatever they take you on. So,
but yeah, I got to grind, though, because I have a lifestyle that I like. I'm not trying to get that car up.
Right. Good luck with that. It's cool now. It's cool now. Wait till they start having them little snacks in the car and shit. You ain't going to be worried about that.
You're not going to be able to check all the pockets all the time, bro. You just be like, yo, hop in the car. Before you know it, you got crumbs in the back. You're like, what is this?
You're going to be pissed when them Cheerios and Goldfish is in the back seat of the Range. That's not a good look.
It's
not a good look at all. They don't give a shit about your range, no. Your nice furniture, your nice
disrespectful with everything. Just disrespectful.
They do not give a shit. Oh, so good. It sounds good.
It sounds great.
I'm going to hit you up about 3 years for you when they start running around and, you know, you can't control them. Everything got to be babies. Yeah, it sounds good. We'll see. Check it in a few years.
It's okay.
I'm super excited.
Congratulations.
Super excited. I am. It's fun. It's a journey. It's a journey. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? It really is.
No, it's good. It brings a different element out of you. You know, it does elevate you, but you are tired. Like, I ain't gonna lie. Like, I was tired for a long time, for like years.
Dog tired.
I was. Like PTSD right there.
Tired, boss. Dog tired.
You know what I'm saying? You're a hard worker. You're in the grind. You got a lifestyle, and you got like the nightlife, and then you're gonna have the day life, and then
just gotta find a balance.
Yeah,
that's the key. Once you find your stride, you'll be good. Yeah. You're still gonna be tired, but you're gonna be good. You know what I'm talking about when you get there. But you know, it's definitely a good element to have. Though.
No, I appreciate it. And I think well, I know we have a super support system.
Yeah,
so
I was about to say that.
I know it's gonna be good because I know like I said, like that traveling aspect. Because actually, I think also what saves me a lot is the fact that my wife has learned the avenues of how my cousin is and was.
Mm-hmm.
So like and he's on a way bigger scale.
Right.
So it's kind of like she understood that. So she kind of saw how that dynamic worked.
Oh, nice.
And
nice.
So that I think is going to allow some sort of give in certain ways.
Mm-hmm.
Also knowing that I really got to start making money again.
Yep, there you go.
You know what I'm saying? But ultimately, like, I think that actually is a big aspect. And I mean, she's supportive, but like,
oh, no. You in trouble. You in trouble, bro. Hey, cut the tape. Cut the tape. We live, though. He didn't say that. He said, fine. Go
hey,
ahead.
Midget. Congratulations, boo. I'm super excited. I heard you got a shower or something coming up, and I know it's still COVID or whatever, but
I don't even know what that is. Like, everybody's like saying, we need this, and I'm like, yo, I just want peace.
Good luck. Yo, good luck.
Everybody,
this is the beginning.
I just want peace.
This, no. Mm-mm, peace. You won't learn today.
It'll come.
But nah, man, it's all gonna come full circle though. But we're a little past, man, 8:05. But you know, Brian Kersey, everybody.
Thanks for coming out, little brother.
I didn't get too much into it. I apologize. Maybe I'll come back again. We can talk.
Yeah, no problem. Man. Maybe there's anything else. Any last words? Anything people should know? They want to get in touch with you.
Yeah,
you want
your contact information? All that stuff.
So ultimately, my social is at Young Rye Bread, grammatically spelled correctly. Because I did go to University of Virginia, and
Wahoo!
But that's what y'all do.
Yeah, that's what y'all do.
Hey, I'm BSU. Don't play with me, bro.
Actually, I used to come down. I used to come down there. All right. So you know Militant Minds, Maurice Hutton. Mm-hmm. So I used to come down and do the pajama jams with him.
Remember the back show? The one down there, it got shut down for a little bit. It wasn't raining. It was a nice day. I still remember that like yesterday. It was so cranking. It was so cranking.
I used to come down on a regular basis with him.
Yeah, and then everybody went to that one, and then we ended up going to A&T. You go to A&T's homecoming.
Aggie joint, right? The Aggies? Yeah. I do it every year.
Everybody hit the circuit.
I do their homecoming every year, Fish and Grits.
Ah, see? You gotta let people know that, man.
Yes, I do travel. I do travel. Mm-hmm. I just got back from Mexico. I was about to jump into your whole vaccine scenario. Mm-hmm. They had to get that whole nose swab, mouth swab for
Mexico
you to let me back
requires
in the country.
It, right? Oh, yeah.
No, so to go there, you don't have to do anything but to get back. Yeah.
Okay.
I was a complete narco land. That joint was crazy, but it was a beautiful experience. It was cool. No beaches. It was like complete central. So if they got you, they got you. but we was like in like a super crazy, like it's ranked one of like the top 120 resorts in the world. So like they had a little bit of security. Everybody had the GoPros on to make sure they was figuring out what's going on.
Oh.
But it was cool. I had a good time. This beautiful wedding I was at, and I wound up DJing down there as well. So I just Ryan Kersey, just international. Just trying to
Living the life, man.
That's all I'm trying to do, man. Just first class flight. So I want to do.
That's what's up, man.
But you can find me at TheRyanKersey@gmail.com. No, Tara, I messed that one all the way up. TheRyanKersey.com is my website, and you can give me info@TheRyanKersey.com.
Is it the like two E's?
No, T H E.
The okay, so, the yeah, right. Okay, so just want to make sure. Yeah. Okay,
TheRyanKersey.com. That's what it is. So that's you can find me at and. And social media, like I said, at Young Rye Bread on all social platforms.
Fantastic. Super proud of you.
Thank you. Keep doing. I love you.
We love you too. I can't wait to meet the baby. I'm super proud of you and just keep doing good things.
Oh, yeah. This Yum Yum.
Shout out to Yum Yum Juice.
Hey, Yum Yum
Queen. It is a Sunday. April 18th. Come out, support Yum Yum and all of the local vendors out there doing their thing. Please, please, please show up. Show love. Do what you got to do. Yum Yum Juice, man. Ryan Kersey. With Natasha, this is Pressure. Appreciate you guys tuning in. Y'all have a wonderful
We out here today. Personally.
Hey, NSA Snake, holla at your boy. Indeed, man. Y'all take it easy. Holla at you, man. Take.
Turn mine off for me, please.
Yo, man, what's up?
Pressure. M-E-T-R-O. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better. See, you ain't no soldier, you fold under pressure. I keep me some pressure so I'm never stressing.
I do.
You know it's my way like Usher.
My way.
Ain't no new friends, I don't trust them. Niggas be scared and they fold under pressure. Ain't no more waiting, I'm applying the pressure.
Pressure.
Foot on the net, man, that's pressure.
Pressure.
I thought you knew better, see you ain't a soldier, you fall under pressure.
I'm smoking on gas, this shit pressure.
I hit my plug on the regular. Money coming in on the regular. This shit like clockwork, you know that it's schedule. I ride by my lonely cause these niggas tellin'.
Snitch.
And you know that I'm a felon. Still walk around with my glizzy. I give a fuck about how niggas feelin'. A nigga too real, I won't fold.